Half Head by Stuart B. McBride. Read by Angus King.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. There's blood everywhere. It sparkles in the artificial light like diamonds scattered onto dark red velvet. It fills the air with the scent of burning copper and hot rust, tugging at her belly. It soaks through her jumpsuit, making the cheap fabric cling to her gaunt body like a second skin. It's wonderful. She falls to her knees in the filthy toilet cubicle, shuddering in ecstasy. With a trembling hand, she reaches forward and touches something that looks like boiled beetroot, but isn't. Memories burst across her tattered brain, succulent, delicious memories. The hunt, the kill, the sweet, sweet release. She wants to moan, but no sound comes out. For a long time, she just sits there, surrounded by the fruits of her labour. And then, bit by bit, her mind begins to return. A mind she hasn't used for over 6 years, all sharp edges and buzzing noise. Bees and broken glass. For the first time since the trial, she understands where she is. This is a toilet. Cheap municipal tiles.